We have come out of executive session, and we are now reopening in regular session of County Commission. Let me note that for the duration of this meeting, if in fact we have questions that are referring to anything of a legal nature, et cetera, we are posted to move into executive session. If in fact we need to do that, it was really our hope to have an open session meeting. And I have a few comments on behalf of the County Commission that I would like to read. The Taney County Commission is holding a meeting today between the county school district superintendents and or their designees. Comments will be limited to these individuals and County Commission members. We would like to begin the meeting by noting that the following comments are a collaborative effort of all three commissioners regarding the distribution of railroad utility tax dollars statutorily due school districts in Taney County. Missouri counties and Missouri cities are organized, structured, and governed under Missouri law in stark contrast. Cities elect a mayor and a city council to govern the municipality, and then department heads are appointed to provide city services. The elected mayor and council members are held accountable for the actions of the city and its employees. Taney County, on the other hand, statutorily elects 14 officers, not including members of the judiciary. Each elected officer is then granted decision-making authority, statutory obligations, and specific responsibilities under Missouri law. There is a huge misconception within the public that the commission oversees or directs the actions of other Taney County elected officials. This is simply not true. Each elected official takes an oath, many require a bond, and each is charged with the fulfillment of their responsibilities and obligations under Missouri law. The county commission neither has the authority to direct the sheriff in his administration of law enforcement, the county clerk in the administration of elections, the recorder in the administration of his duties, nor does the commission have the authority to direct the county collector in her administration of the obligations and responsibilities she is charged with under Missouri law. The obvious difference between the laws governing cities and counties is that the governing authority within each city government is held accountable for all city departments, while each individually elected official within a county government resumes accountability and responsibility for his or her elected office. The Taney County Collector has admitted that during the last 10 years, her office made mistakes in the distribution of railroad utility tax dollars to various school districts within Taney County. Yet, as of this date, there are some school districts that have still not received funds due them. Based upon County Council's opinion, other sources throughout the state, and research within the county, the Taney County Commission has reached the following conclusions. Number one, the county clerk provided the collector an annual railroad and utility tax book as required by law. The railroad and utility tax book specifically noted the exact amount of locally assessed taxes to be collected and then distributed to schools within Taney County. Number two, the amount of locally assessed taxes distributed to schools by the collector did not match the amount contained within the tax book provided by the county clerk. The county collector has admitted and apologized that her office erred in the distribution of railroad utility tax dollars to schools over the last 10 years. She has indicated that the incorrect distribution of funds was due to a computer error. Number four, county council advises the commission that the payout of railroad taxes to the school district is clear under Missouri law. RSMO section 151.180 provides that the county clerk, as soon as the railroad tax book has been made out and adjusted, shall deliver it to the county collector. And the collector shall be liable on his bond for the faithful collection and disbursement thereof, according to law. The seriousness of this duty is reflected by the requirement that the county collector provide a performance bond. RSMO section 52.020 provides every collector to provide a performance bond, and the bond shall be conditioned that he will faithfully and punctually collect and pay over all state, county, and other revenue, and that he will in all things faithfully perform all the duties of the office of collector according to law. Number five, county council further states that appears the explanation for the misdirected tax payments may be a computer programming error. However, council notes that the county collector is responsible for establishing and maintaining the computer system. RSMO section 52.185 subsection 1 provides, in all counties, in addition to other duties provided by law, the county collector shall, from the inception, establish an adequate system of bookkeeping and accounting, authorize and prescribe the method and manner of calculation, extension, and collection of taxes, and specify the format of the tax books and the form and manner of preparation of tax bills. Further, RSMO Section 52.185 Subsection 2 provides any computer enhancements, changes, modifications shall interface with the computer software and equipment in use, so that any changes in procedures shall not interrupt, cause suffering, or any loss of mechanical or electronic performances to the office or offices whose duties are directly affected by such procedural changes. Now, there's been much speculation during the past few months. Some people have pointed the finger of blame at school districts that were seemingly overpaid, while others have clamored that the county commission should pay funds due schools or force the collector to rectify the problem. During this time, our county school districts have moved forward one with the other in a spirit of cooperation, and this county commission applauds your collaboration. Final remarks. Number one, the commission has been advised that we lack statutory authority to force the county collector to pay tax dollars owed to school districts. Number two, the commission is convinced that errors made through the collector's office cannot adequately be settled between the school districts. Number three, the commission is further convinced that in order for all issues surrounding the distribution of railroad utility taxes to be adequately addressed, school district owed tax dollars should interact directly with the county collector. Number four, the county commission is not directing the county collector to rectify her mistakes because we do not have that authority. However, we are imploring her to please do so, as this unfortunate mess has serious ramifications for children within our county. And number five, finally, the mistakes were not made by any single school district within the county. The mistakes were made by an elected official within the county system. Now, those are the prepared comments that, again, came to you as a collaborative effort of the three county commissions that are here. And at the beginning, and I'll reiterate this with an apology for being redundant, but we would like to limit comments to you all who are either superintendents or designees of superintendents to chat with the county commission regarding this matter. And if, in fact, there are legal questions of nature, then that's something that we should, in fact, move into executive session on. But with that given, I'll give each of you a copy of what our comments were, and then we can go from there if that's all right. Dan or Jim, did either of you have any comments you wanted to make in addition to what we had agreed upon saying at the to start with?
Not right now. Okay. I was waiting.
Why don't we allow them a couple of minutes to go back through those? you guys have some questions directly that we can try to interact about or...
And I'll point out that, you know, we're getting our advice from our legal team. They're here to answer any specific question. If you say, can you clarify this statement, that's why they're here, to make sure. I mean, because the commission, I mean, throughout this whole process, we want to help, but we're very limited in how we can help. And so what we're trying to do is lay out what we think we understand as how we can help or not help, I should say. And then if there's any clarifications of a statement, that's why Frank and Pat are here to be able to answer that.
Well, I'll jump in with a question from a legal standpoint and maybe addressed here. So by statute, it's their interpretation this is a bonding issue. We're not going to get into any type of errors and omission policy issue, but it's all going to be a bonding issue. Is that what I understand?
We have all that I've looked at.
That would be a follow-up question that I would have.
Okay.
As far as an errors and omissions policy through your insurance provider,
okay.
It sounds like statutorily, maybe through the collector, if there's separate chain of power between that and the commission, but that would be one question that I would have.
Okay.
I'll just add a couple of comments while my colleagues are contemplating. One thing that I did want to say was that I think our district realizes, and I'll say this for myself personally, that we realize it was a misdistribution, not a misappropriation. Certainly no ill will or anything of malfeasance involved at all from our perspective. And as a matter of fact, it's an unfortunate situation, but we certainly have a lot of respect for Mrs. Wyatt stepping up, admitting that error, and then wanting to correct it. The other thing, just again from our perspective, and it's easy, I think, to perceive comments when we're the district that's owed the most money, but as far as I'm concerned personally, it's bigger than that. It's about the issue of right and wrong and what's fair and equitable to every citizen of the county. If the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education made a mistake on payments to school districts, there is no question it would be rectified. Now, it might be reasonably rectified. There might be something between the parties to do it so as not to hurt a district, which we would certainly be in favor of. If our bank depository, in this case, Ozark Mountain Bank, had an error, it would be corrected. I mean, there's no question. If my personal credit card company discovered an error, it would be corrected. So from our perspective, just for equity and what's fair and right, again, as you mentioned, to all the districts, to all the taxpayers, to all the kids in Taney County, it would be our position that it would need to be rectified. I do some adjunct teaching, and two of the questions we ask sometimes is, what is legal? And then the second question I ask is, what is ethical? Now, sometimes legal and ethical are the same thing. Sometimes they may not. And, of course, we've heard a rumor of court cases in Cole County, three-year statute of limitations, some other things. Which I don't know, again, if that was in a court case or if that was a settled agreement. But again, I think from our perspective, we'd hope to see full rectification of the issue. Again, reasonably, over time. The last thing that we as a district would want to do is hurt another district, because every kid in the county is important. But what's a reasonable method to do it? It was just interesting to me that the Taney County character trait for this month is responsibility. May be appropriate that we're all responsible for where it lies. So just a few thoughts from our perspective. We just want to reasonably and respectfully correct the situation. And again, willing to do so over time, work with our colleagues. You know, I think we mistakenly from the start were just trying to collaborate as school districts because we know it affected us. But it sounds like, and maybe this is in the form of a question, that it's going to boil down legally to the fact that you really have no control over a specific office and therefore have no ability for any direction, is what I understood. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it boils down to.
And I hate to put it as simple as this, but there's so many different elected officials within the county government,
sure,
that I alluded to earlier, that if you're, the two of you are in an election contest and one of you wins by 50 votes and the other wants a recount, you can't come to us because legally,
right,
we can't answer that question. You have to go to the election authority within the county. And in this particular instance, it falls with the collector's office, and that's the elected official that is to be dealt with.
Okay.
And I'm confident that she wants this rectified just as soon as possible as well. We've had a lot of questions over the course of the last couple of months, especially talking to us about why we don't step up, why the county doesn't rectify this problem. And the county commission can't, at least from the advice of our council, be the entity that steps up and does that. Or we would have already done that.
You're right.
Confident that that's the case.
One of your concluding statements, you said the county commission is not directing the county collector to rectify mistakes because we do not have the authority. However, we are employing her to do so. So short of a bond or errors of an omission, I mean, is that the only avenue for correcting the underpayment?
I don't know the answer to that. Obviously, you brought up the errors and omissions today. What council had brought to us is what we discussed within the comments. Those were taken directly from the opinion that was forthcoming to us. If there is something else out there, it hasn't been brought to our attention.
Right. I mean, I guess obviously those two are two methods. I don't know if that's the only two, if there's more methods to rectify. I mean, all I know is we're not attorneys, so we can't tell you which way, but we know that's two ways, but there's also maybe a third way, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay. And we sure don't want to put ourselves in the position of saying, we think you should do this,
yeah,
or we think you should do that. We can't come from that perspective.
There's been talk about a 3-year statute of limitation. Do we know, is that on overpayment that would be paid back, or is that both overpayment and underpayment?
Yeah, I'd like to address that. My name is Frank Cotty. I'm a lawyer for the county commission. I've looked into this from the perspective of what the county commission may do and what they can't do, what authority they have, what they don't have. And you heard some of that addressed in the comment. The statute of limitations question, that's a specific legal question. And I can tell you, I don't know the answer, but I can sure tell you, I don't want my clients up there giving legal advice to you guys on what, whether it's 3, 5, 10, 1. It's truly a complex issue, and there are a number of factors involved instead of just a number. It goes into, for instance, when does the statute start to run? Not only just how long it runs, but when does it start? Questions like that. I can't answer those questions. They're correct. They don't want to give legal advice to anyone. But it's a legitimate legal inquiry, but it's one that your own lawyers ought to answer for.
We find ourselves in the position that we've reached a point where we felt we just needed to tell the public we can't be helpful beyond this point,
right,
and beyond pointing out that we're not the entity probably you should be dealing with directly. And we did that really for the edification of the public who might think otherwise.
And we did. I know I've personally received lots of phone calls, and it seems like there's been more in the last 30 days than when it first started. And I know Danny and Ron have both received lots of calls from the public. And it really is, it's more of a clarification versus anything more than that. And that's kind of what this purpose was. So you guys heard it from us directly, not through the media, if we released a press release and answer that. We could have done this through a press release, and we knew that, but we also knew there may be some follow-up questions that we could answer. But ultimately, when it's all said and done, we wanted to make sure that everyone knew where the commission authority starts and ends and what we can and can't do. And just really kind of for the public, like Ron was saying, because we do receive a lot of phone calls. I've received a lot. This is probably one of the biggest issues I've received calls on in the last 2 years, out of all the issues that, you know.
In respects to number two of your comments, the commission is convinced that the errors made through the county collector's office cannot be adequately settled between school districts. I can tell you that's why we're here. We're just looking for direction, for resolve.
Right.
And so before this meeting was called, we were actually going to come to you to see if that would be something that we could get together with the county commission, because we also don't want this to be district against district.
Right.
And so we're just looking for direction, and that's why the commission obviously was one of the routes that we were looking at. We're just trying to find which direction we're supposed to go. And so you're telling us basically that this is obviously not the direction, that the direction needs to go back to the collector's office. Is that correct?
Could I address this? My name is Pat Kack, and I am county counsel on numerous issues for elected officials, for the commission. I try to cover a lot of bases. I also represent their liability insurance carrier on numerous occasions for different things, or represent them through their companies. One of the things that I would suggest, and I'm saying this to everybody just in general, she lives here, she has counsel of her own, but I think it is very helpful if folks will mediate and have an outside person come in and try to mediate and get these folks involved that you're talking about, the bond companies, the E&O carriers, the folks that may have to check with, and try to get everybody in a setting that is, and get an individual person. I don't know if she was for that. I'm just suggesting it just as a possibility. So if you all are open to that, it seems like that would be, and it's not binding. It isn't, you don't have to go and say, yes, I am going to do this, or not. Some of you can resolve it. Some of you may not be able to. But if everybody comes to the dance, at least at that point, and especially the folks with the checkbooks, at least at that point, there's a chance to get it set. And if you can resolve it without major litigation or a lot of expense on everybody's part.
The reason that we had this meeting was the reflection up on the county commission, who, as we've read in our statements, have nothing to do with this situation. We want to be of help where we can be of help, but our legal obligation and everything that pertains to this, as the phone calls that I've got, are the ones that say, well, it says in the paper, the county. And as it says in the county, it automatically reflects upon the county commission. And so the reason for this meeting is to read these statutes and to make it perfectly clear that we have no involvement in the resolution of the financial part of this situation.
Since this has began, and we've already had to get council involved to look out for the Kirbyville School District, being the smallest school and having the impact the greatest, talk about what's fair and right, whenever I walk through the halls of that little school district, and I see the banners recently, National Blue Ribbon School, State Gold Star School. This little issue is a big issue. It depends on which way you look at it, I think. But knowing that the students of today and tomorrow, that I'm charged with guarding that, and the school board too, That's why we have to be very cautious. And we stand in the spirit of cooperation with the superintendents. One of the greatest joys I have is working with these fine gentlemen here and getting their counsel and stuff as well. So I'm just glad that, you know, that this is a, you know, an issue that I feel that won't impact, won't be a detriment to those kids in the hallway and stuff. So really appreciate the County Commission having this meeting today and giving us an opportunity to ask more questions and provide some direction, I guess, for us all on how this can go. Because I've also been concerned about things that are out in the media, and like I said, I'm limited in what I can say from that standpoint, but I do appreciate all the superintendents and the County Commission involved here.
I'd ask one other question just from a clarification. We talked about mediation, which is kind of one of the angles I had taken early, and certainly more important maybe than rectifying this, the whole issue of local control, certainly is respect for whatever each district decides to do. Were you kind of insinuating a collective mediation with all of the parties involved, or because kind of getting the sense it's going to have to be individual school districts?
I suggest all parties involved. I suggest the, and Sheila doesn't have a checkbook to fix this. The bomb company might, or the NEO carrier might. We haven't looked into those issues yet. But Sheila can't just write a check. The commission can't write a check. They don't have anything, they have no control of doing that. So, in a way, we need to ask the folks to come in and be a part, if that's what Sheila wants to do. But it's really in Sheila's lap about how, unfortunately, we as lawyers can suggest. Her lawyer may suggest one thing, I may suggest something else. But to me, mediation and cutting to the chase and getting everybody together to try to get it resolved at once is the better way to do it, because there are a lot of legal issues, and I know all of you have lawyers. Some of you get money, some of you may have to owe money. But we need to ferret out those legal issues, then get together and try to get it resolved. That would be my suggestion. That is not something you have to do.
Sure.
It is not something that all schools have to be involved in, but the more people that are involved, the more incentive, you know, the more incentive bond companies and insurance companies have to put over that. And that's why it'd be better for everybody. And I might say it might be a good idea for all the lawyers for everybody to meet together first before the mediation with you all, so the recommendations can be made.
We're limiting this to the superintendents and or their designees in the commission and council, but we would be glad to have someone meet with after. I understand. Any other comments, guys? Gentlemen? Jim, Danny?
I don't see a need to go to an executive session unless you guys see a reason. I don't see a need to.
I just want to reiterate what Carlos said. Thank you for getting us together and communicating. We appreciate that. At least we've got a path now that we can start down. So thanks for doing that.
Again, thank you, gentlemen, for being here.
Thank you.
Especially
for coming over.
Thank you for coming on such short notice. We really appreciate that.
I'm going to recess for a second.
Thank you.
Let's stand in recess for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
In which case, we'll go back into executive with our counsel.
Yeah, we'll see if there's schedules. I thought they had. That's my question.